So as you might be able to tell from the sounds of the cattle in the background, I'm at Leek Cattle Market, about to have my welly boots put in a bucket of disinfectant. I'm being passed a brush here. With me is Steph Young from Staffordshire County Council.
One of the biggest risks to the agricultural industry is disease, and the only way that we can make sure that we try and prevent disease is by disinfecting on and off, basically, when we go onto premises.
We've got our bucket with our disinfectant. Both my boots and yours are now clean.
Yeah.
Head on in. We've just stepped into a big barn, probably one or two deep, up some railings, looking at a cattle sale going in front of us. There's a big cow here, a gate being opened so it can walk into the ring. We've got officers here today. What would your officers be looking for in something like this?
This is a shop window. Obviously, animals are coming into the market and they're going off either onto another farm or they're going to go into slaughter. And so those animals, they need to be, first of all, fit to travel. Are they due to give birth? Are they, you know, pregnant females? And the age of the calves coming in, making sure that they're the right age, they've got correct identification. So for cattle, they have to have a passport that accompanies them, and that gives us traceability then from farm to fork, and that is what you want for consumer confidence.
By the change in tone of the animal noise in the background, you'll probably be able to tell I'm now among the sheep, and I'm with a lady with a long blue coat on from Leek Auctions, Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Now, tell me what your job is here then.
I book in all the sheep and lambs into the market to be sold.
Obviously, you're here for the farmers because they need to make a living, but you also want to protect the animals' welfare as well, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we check that all the animals are fully mobile, that they're not lame or that they all look healthy.
This year's proper lambs, so these are lambs this year which are ready to go to slaughter.
Yeah. Visiting somewhere like this is quite a proactive action for your officers, but sometimes the work you do might be from tip-offs, it might be from calls.
Quite often farmers will come up to you and say, it's not me who said it, but perhaps you want to look at. And it's amazing how many little bits of information you can get from an environment like this. At the end of the day, like any other business, farmers want a fair playing field, and that's what we want. They may not wish to give formal evidence, but what they will do is give us the information that we can then act on. We can build on that intelligence.
And when you have a case and you're looking to try and get a prosecution, it must be very important to make sure you get all your evidence collected, you get a strong case.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. We follow exactly the same principles as the police in relation to the Police and Criminal Evidence Act, so the way we gather evidence.
I think from the latest figures we have from Staffordshire County Council, in the last 12 months there were 15 successful prosecutions. Yeah. Are there any that really spring to mind to you as some of the most shocking or most prominent?
They relate more to, I would suggest, mischief with perhaps in the community where there's an underlying factor potentially of things like fraud. So we've had a person who's operating a pet cemetery not giving the ashes back to their pet owners. Individuals who were prosecuted because they were operating a gourmet burger at the number of farmers markets. They were basically selling their wares, that they were a gourmet product. And yet when we went in on that premise, we found that there was adulteration of product, so people were buying what they thought were exotic burgers, and yet they were nothing more than chicken, and the premises were filthy. The work that my officers do, it really is a job in a million. I want to make sure we've got a sustainable farming community going into the future. And ultimately, what I want to do is make sure that in order for us to do that, there is that fair playing field. And that's what we're after. And the rules are there for a reason. 3, 0, 5, 3.